The recording has started. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, NJ. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG XCOM meeting on Friday, 20th of January, 2017. On the call today, we have John Carr, Robin Gross, Tapani Taravainen, and from staff, we have myself, Maren Bakoshu. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Tapani.
Thank you, Miriam. So this is Tapani speaking. You have the agenda in front of you. I hope that you have been able to take a look at Google Doc with member applications. We have a fairly long list because we haven't been doing this since Hyderabad, I think, because of Miriam's absence and the well, that we depend on Miriam to do this at this point. So, okay, so let's. Do you have? I trust you all have the Google Doc inside of you. It seems that okay. Robin has been putting comments here. Let's start with the first one. Augusto Morales. I assume you see you have a concern about some commercial interests, and the description is indeed a bit, even though he says that his interest is very clear, but it's not very clear to me actually, as it seems to be not in the review either, Robin. So his primary interest is to put his knowledge available to internet governance, been working with internet technologies for a long time, IEEE member, PhD holder, and working with a network security vendor. That does sound a bit commercial. So, Robin, do a proposal is then that we should ask for clarification or reject?
Thanks. I would ask for clarification. My initial reaction is this looks like, you know, security vendor, security person. But he can persuade me otherwise. So I would just try to ask him, you know, what's his non-commercial interest, and does he understand that we're advocating for non-commercial interest and not security business interest and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't reject outright. I would just, you know, try to get some more clarification from him about his non-commercial interest.
Yes, I actually agree, because I actually work with IEEE. I'm the humanitarian advisor for them, and sometimes the members work with technologies for humanity, but they don't make that clear. So I agree that we ask for clarification as opposed to disapproving.
Okay, that sounds good to me as well. So, Miriam, please contact him and ask him to explain what's the non-commercial interest he has in GNSO policies. Okay, let's look at the next one. Ashek Mohammed. I see Robin is voting yes without comments, looking at the description. And youth IGF participant and so forth. Joan?
It looks fine to me. I'm just looking at it. It looks fine to me. Right?
Yes, I heard. We heard you. So, you both think approve? Okay, I'm fine with him as well. So, approved pending Monica and Ponsalat accepting him later. Next, Jose Eduardo Rojas, director of Fundación Redes in Bolivia, promoting internet governance to many interested parties. And refers to Renata Ribeiro. That's good enough for me, and so it seems to be to Robin. Joan?
Yes.
Okay, again, approved, pending.
Renata is great, so
yes, Renata's recommendation works for me as well. Okay, again, approved, pending, Monica and Ponsalet commenting later. Next, Mubashir Sargana, hoping I pronounce it even close to correctly, from Pakistan. Reference to Zakir Sayed Ishbabu.
The citation is great, so I say yes.
So Jonas, yes, Robin.
I go yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I vote yes as well, so again, moving on, approved, pending, Monica and Ponsalet, I'm accepting later. Next, Hans Klein, who says simply that he's interested in the legitimacy of global governance. That's a bit, not even global internet governance, but global governance in general. That's an interesting statement. Referring for everybody, I guess, and Georgia Tech, that suggests to me he may be familiar with Milton as well. Robin is from, yes, I see. Joan?
Yes.
Okay, I'm happy with that as well. So again, approved. Pending Monica and Ponsalet later. Next, Maria Julia Morales in Uruguay. LAC IGF participant and IGF fellow and so on. And again, Renata referring. Robin seems to be voting yes. Joan?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. Again, I put... approved, pending Monica and Ponsalet later. Next, Flavia de Carvalho Silva from Brazil, again one of Renata's researcher in revenge porn and interested in internet governance and domain name issues. Again, I see Robin already voting yes. Joan?
Yes, I
okay, I vote yes as well. Again, approved, pending Monica and Ponsalet later. Next, Danny Raymond. One more of Renata's civil society activist and data protection, IGF participant, and so forth. And RT Bavano, another referent, printed, drafted in IGF pools in NCUC, in NCUC, but IGF. That was apparently a very useful booth to have. And I see you both voting yes. I vote yes as well. So again, approved, pending. Monica and Ponsalet later. And Salaneta Tamanikai Waiman, I think something like that. Again, Renata and Marcus want to learn to understand civil society and so forth. And again, Robin and Joan, you already voted yes, both. So I vote yes as well. Again, let's approve it, pending Monica and Ponsalet later. Next, Bianca Ho. One more of Renata's most interested in advocating youth drawing. That sounds good to me. Robin seems to have indicated approval already, and Joan as well. So I'll vote yes as well. Again, approved, pending Monica and Ponsalet later. Beatriz Rodriguez is next from Uruguay. Again, Renata's draftees.
Well, she's a busy one, eh?
Yes, she's been busy, can tell that. Taking UTS regional outreach seriously for once. And working with this kind of internet governance in your country and so forth, okay, yes, looks good to me, and you have already got approval, so I vote yes as well, approved, pending Monica and Ponsalt. Then, Colin Kerr, I have no idea how to pronounce that, but just you can see that from France, Tatiana and Rachel reference. Description looks good to me. Robin has voted yes. Joan?
Yes, I was just reading the rest of it.
Yes, you should read. You should, due diligence requires that we should read the description before voting. But
yes, I do.
Okay, agreed. Voting yes as well. Again, approved pending Monica and Ponsalot later. Next, Samten Yeshi from Bhutan. Now, his father and drafted then a journalist. Again, Robin is fast and approved already. Joan? Yes, as well. I vote yes as well. Again, tentatively approved, pending Monica and Ponsalat later. Next, Mohamed El Gohari from Egypt, referring Rafik and Maher Esmat. Want to contribute to increase awareness in so from an area. Again, Robin is quick. Joan.
Yes.
Okay, yes, I vote yes as well. Again, tentatively approved. Next, Gagadhar Pandai from India. I see that we have a familiar reference here. Joan, just confirm that that's for real, that you know this person and I'm happy with it.
Yes, I do.
And I presume you will vote yes for approving. Yes, and Robin has been fast again, so approved, again, tentatively pending Monica and Ponsal. Next, Mohit Saraswat from United Arab Emirates, which is interesting because we're having a meeting there in the fall. Referring Satish Babu. And Robin is again fat ahead of us.
Yes.
Joan?
Yes.
So yes. Joan also, yes.
I
okay. So do I. So again, tentatively approved, pending Monica and Ponsat. Next, Abdul Khalil Azizi from Afghanistan. Referring Ahmed Walid Khaliki, I think that's a typo. So we know who that is. Robin already voted yes there.
And me as well.
Joe, okay, also yes, yes. Looks good to me as well. Again, approved. Tentatively pending Monica and Ponsalat. Next, Carl Grindahl from United States. Referring Milton Miller. And apparently his student. Robin voting yes. Joan?
Yes. Sorry, I have to make sure I read everything and understand it.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I guess Robin has been reading this in advance, like I have, or maybe just reading faster. Anyway, I voting yes as well. Again, approved pending Monica and Ponsat later. Next, Nananajayaram Rajaram. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it too badly, from India. I see this time even Robin hasn't voted in advance yet, so a teacher apparently wants to create awareness about IG and its contributions, creating awareness about net neutrality, cybersecurity, and other parts of IG discussion to young budding engineering students. So,
teacher, like opinions.
That it sounds like a university teacher talks about engineering students.
Yeah.
You think we should ask for more details, or do you think this is adequate?
It sounds like it's academic. So, I vote yes.
Okay, academics are fine with this in general.
There's no recommendation.
And Robin, do you think?
Sorry, I had so many windows open there for a second. I was trying to get back to where I can turn on my audio. This one is a bit of a question mark for me, and there's more of them like this coming up, even bigger questions than this one. But I tend to agree with Joan that this looks like an academic, and we certainly welcome academics, although it's really not clear to me that this person wants to participate. I mean, it sounds like he's using this maybe as some kind of a learning module for his students, or I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a big question mark.
We can ask for more information to make you feel.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess let's just, find out, is this something that they want to participate in, or are we like the subject of their study? I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. But in general, academics are fine, so I don't want
to have more
roadblock. Yeah.
In general, I would like to have, because there's no website, no LinkedIn account, no nothing. So for an academic, usually would have a homepage somewhere, reference to the university, something like that. So it would be nice to have something besides this description to go on. So should we have something like that?
Well, let's ask for more information and feel comfortable then.
Yes, because it would be... So we should have,
it's always better
if
to
any,
know what it is.
Yeah. Some reference, homepage, something like that would be nice to have. So should we do that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so. And I expect it, they'll probably be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who was speaking last quarter? So, I guess we are, okay, it seems we are basically in agreement that we want to ask a bit more about this person, that ask them to provide homepage or description of what he does or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Let's move on. Next one, the name is simply Christopher, which looks to me like the last name is missing. In some countries, people don't have last names, but Kenyans mostly do, as far as I know. So I would want to check this LinkedIn. This Christopher Momani, okay, we have a LinkedIn page that helps.
They've participated in ICANN already. That's fine. Sounds good. It's fellow,
yeah, okay.
So.
Yes, okay. Apart from the missing name, which was a technical error, it seems fine. And you are both already voting yes. I agree. Let's approve him pending Monica and Ponsalet later.
Yeah. Indeed. Yep.
although I find it rather amusing that she refers to Avery Doria with parenthetical, she may not may know me, but nonetheless, it's fine. Next one, Reynaldo Alonso Reyes.
My Spanish is really bad.
The description is in Spanish only. Does any of us speak Spanish well enough to understand that?
This is presented by major members in my organization. I guess it's political and what it is to show. So it's a union, it's an organization called the Union Information Union of Cuba, or Cuba Information Union, first of all. And they do, I used to speak it when I was young, but it's been 40 years. They prepare, papers for their members. But an academic, it looks like Ademus Obiano. What does that mean again? So it's an organization, obviously, but I don't know. I wonder why they didn't write it in English as well. Civil society. Okay, a civil society organization, obviously. What my interest is part of this. No, I'm not going to put it up there. So it looks like it's a civil society, but we don't speak Spanish. So.
Looking at Google Docs translation.
Yeah, thank you for the look.
So, yes, actually, we have a double problem here. In general, because we operate in English time, what should we do with members who don't speak any English, applicants? In this case, should we ask for clarification here? Also, this description does, or this Google translation I'm looking at is a bit vague, but Robin, what do you think?
I wonder if we could get access to, the translation facilities for something like this. If the Google Doc or if the Google Translate isn't really clear, or the person doesn't speak English and none of us speak Spanish. I wonder if this is a place where I could help fill in with some translation of these kinds of applications. This guy, I don't speak any real Spanish, so I don't understand what the description there is. But I look at his LinkedIn page, and he certainly looks like he's a university professor in Cuba. Although that's about all I can get from it. But I mean, he does a LinkedIn page with 422 connections where he's at this university. So, I mean, he certainly looks like he's like a real, legitimate prospective member. I just really don't know what he said on his description. I'm not terribly sure it matters too much, because looking at his LinkedIn page here, it looks okay. So I guess I don't really have any problems with this particular application, but I think in the future it would be great if translation of applicants like this might be something ICANN could help us with.
Yes, I agree that on that basis, as far as I can understand it, it's good enough, but I very much agree that we should get some translation services or something like that.
And I'm connected to a few people that he's connected to, you know, you can, they sometimes show you that. So he definitely looks like he's in the space and a professor in Cuba. I don't think we have a Cuban member yet. It would be kind of cool to have a Cuban member.
Yes, getting more countries is always nice. And he does look like a genuine academic, as far as I can tell. So as I can see, the options here are that either we approve him outright or request for have his application translated first. We could get that done. But I'm out of way. What do you think?
I think he looks fine. I agree with Robin. If we could have ICANN assist us with languages, and maybe that's something we have to do before these meetings, have them translated for us. The other thing is that a lot of times people who speak another language will also speak English, so that maybe we can ask them to do both as well. Just a suggestion.
Yes, that's actually a good point. We can, when we are doing the new application form, we might put in a suggestion that please provide at least a short description in English as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And also we could try to push for ICANN to provide translation services here so that so that before we review the applications, they get translated
yeah.
if need be. But in this case, are we approving him or not?
I would say yes for myself.
Robin?
Yes, for him also. Thanks.
Okay, we approve him and hope we did not misunderstood his Spanish too much badly. And maybe we can try to get some of our Spanish-speaking members to review that, that and give Monica and Ponce a little hint and get that they should take a good look at them. But okay, so tentatively approved for now anyway. Next is Luis Camacho, who has very brief description of his interest, but he does have a LinkedIn page. Opinions? Anyone? Luis Camacho?
It's not much information about whether or not somebody agrees with purposes. You know, it also says a lot, even though it doesn't say a lot. They agree.
When I look at his LinkedIn page here, it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's. Am I not on?
You're on now.
Okay, sorry about that. When I look at his LinkedIn page,
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, I wasn't sure there for a second. It looks like he's a founder at the Climate Change Technology Transfer Center. This looks like a really impressive resume. I'm not quite sure if he. Is interested in us from, you know, the perspective of non-commercial interests, or if this is part of some engineering business, or maybe we should ask him for more information.
Hmm. Yes, I agree.
So you both agree we want to have asked for more information.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we...
Specifically, you know, his non-commercial interests.
Okay, that's what we'll do then. Okay, next one. It's again, last name missing, it seems, but I guess it's... Basu Mishra from India, and the description is, well, just to keep update. That does not convince me, at least.
No. Yeah, I don't find it terribly convincing either.
No.
So, shall we again request for explain yourself? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Again, please explain your non-commercial interest in GNSO policies. That's basically our line.
Yeah.
Next, Kimberly Anastasio from Brazil refers Marilia Maciel, but she will not remember me by name.
She looks pretty good when I look at her her application here, her description. I vote yes.
Yes, me too.
Okay, we're unanimous again. I like that description very much also. So, again, approved, pending. Marcela and Monica join agreeing later. Next, Jorge Gonzalez from Venezuela. And we have another Spanish description here. Okay, maybe we need to Google Translate that again. But,
interest in participating experiences for what? How many cities?
Hi, Tapani, I've put the translation on the chat.
Please do.
So the translation is on the chat. I've translated it and it's in the chat window.
So it's cool. Yeah. Got a website too. Has entries like Gender Equality Observatory. I'm having using Google Translate on that one as well. Internet Governance, Learn and Participate, Link to Net Tutorial, Net Neutrality Tutorial, Net Imperial and so forth. So, opinions,
I vote yes, and same thing as before, that maybe have some help in the future and include in the description on the application. So she looks good to me.
Thank you, Joan. Robin?
Yep, I agree. I vote yes. Thanks.
Okay, agreed. Approved, pending Monica and Consuela later. Okay, one more individual to go. Tridip Rajamaji from India, no, Nepal. Looking at his website. OK. Even though he's applying for individual membership, the organization he gives here is this Raised News, an internet organization based in Nepal that lobbies the unheard voices of people. Very much uncommercial from the looks of it, at least.
Yeah, I agree. This guy looks great. I vote yes.
Joan?
It seems fine to me. I'm just trying to remember if I met him, if he was in Hyderabad or not. Okay, looks fine to me.
Okay. Seems we are in agreement again, approved pending Monica and Ponsele later. So that was for new individual applicants. Let's look at the organizations. And the very first one puts us another language problem, this time French, which I understand even less than Spanish. Let's see if I can try to pronounce the name of this organization. Action Citoyenne pour Information et l'Education, Development Durable. Actually, I think I can guess what that means. Citizen Action for Information and Education with Sustainable Development, I think would be a reasonable translation for that. But the text, I can't figure out. Mariam, can you translate that for us, Google Translate as for the chat as well? Do either of you speak French, Joan? Robin?
Not to translate it, no. Okay.
Enough to understand the gist of it?
Yeah, not enough.
Hi, Tapani. I have put it in the chat window, the translation.
Thank you, Miriam.
Well.
Looks good to me.
Looks wonderful.
With the help of that translation.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Did you look at the website? Yeah, but Isaac Chapters.
Yeah, I did look at the website. It's interesting. I mean, they're like planting trees, and I don't know what it's got to do with the internet, but definitely looks like a legit public interest organization.
Yeah, and we have a number of Isaac Chapters as well members already, and that's
Final.
A bit surprising with Isaac Chapter doing all those things. But anyway, looks good to me.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Okay, sounds like we are in agreement. Approved. Pending Monica and Ponsele later. Next. Now, this one speaks English at least. Technopark National University of Science and Technology, Zimbabwe. Now that's an interesting country. A bit worried about being government funded.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've had the conversation around a lot of countries, the not-for-profits are funded through government funds. But in the West, I know that's an issue, but anyway. Interesting country for sure.
Yeah, and when it's the case of a university like this, you know, universities are almost are largely supported by public funds. So, in this case, I guess I don't see it as being a barrier.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yes. To agree, I can't see anything like that operating in Zimbabwe without some public funding.
Yeah.
Do you see anything else in this, having a whole university? It's rather impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Did I take that you are voting yes or
yes.
In general?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, yes for me.
Okay.
I'm a yes.
Okay. I'm happy with them as well. So, again, approved tentatively pending Monica Ponsalé. And one more. Pakistan Information Security Association. The name is already a bit scary, but let's take a closer look.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, opinions, I take you have a look at the website and the description.
Well, when you look at the website, it looks like they've got a three-tier membership, students, professionals, and corporate. It looks to me like this might be a little bit more of a professional organization than a non-commercial one. Industry topics, they enjoy the presentations of pertinent industry topics, connect with practicing professionals. I don't know, this just kind of seems like more of a professional association on these issues as opposed to a non-commercial. I'll keep looking here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the about page, and then our vision is to be the momentous body of information security professionals.
Wow.
Okay, that's of course just blurb, but still, it's a not-for-profit, but still an organization of information security professionals and practitioners. It's a bit unclear what would be their interest in GNS or policies. Well, that was actually.
Yeah.
So let's just ask for clarification because I'm a little bit skeptical. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if
Robin, would you go with that as well?
Yeah, I would go. I would ask for more information as well. I mean, otherwise, I would be inclined to reject them outright because it looks like a professional
right.
organization. But you know, I want to give people a chance, and so if they can convince me that they're really more non-commercial than professional, then no problem.
Yes, especially in the countries
like that. It says that they're membership-based, but then it says educate the masses. So, you know, it seems to be, are you educating people at large or just your members? So, anyway, let's ask for more information.
Okay, Mariam, can you figure out what to ask for them, or should we clarify what that? Are we happy with a generic, please explain your non-commercial interest, or do you want to make more specific question, John?
Yeah, I think just the generic, let them at least answer that, and then maybe provide more specific information about your programs.
I'd be curious to know what percentage of their funding it comes from corporations and professionals as well. To what extent are they funded by those commercial interests?
Yeah, so clarify sponsors and hints.
Okay, Miriam, did you get what we want to ask?
Yeah, so if I understand correctly, the first email will be the generic one, and then when they reply, then we ask them for the percentage of funding from commercial interest. And there was a second thing John said about their... John, could you please repeat that? Thank you.
No, I actually meant email, that they clarify.
Yes, just one email.
Yeah.
Sorry, so just one email to clarify everything, non-commercial interest, percentage
right.
of funding from commercial interest.
Yes, oh. And to tell us about their specific programs.
Okay,
and funds.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Did I catch them? I typed in the chat if I understood them correctly. So we have the generic explanation of their non-commercial interest and what specific programs they have. If John, is that sufficient? Do you want to open it up? And then we want to know how much of their funding comes from each of these sources they list, from individuals versus corporations.
Yes, because it's not clear who they're servicing, if it's the public or their members.
Joan, would you perhaps like to work with Miriam in drafting this question?
Sure.
Miriam writes a question and you take a look before sending it out.
Sure. No
okay.
problem.
Okay, Miriam, to work with Joan on that. Okay, that's the new applications we had, I think, all of them. Hope we didn't miss any. Nope. Let's look at what we have under review. We have, let me see, 7 individuals under review. And most of these have been asked for more information and got no response. So I presume we simply reject those. We have Muhammad Adil Ali, no response for a question. David Walters, no response. Ahmed Rimas Fazabadi, no response. Nitin Walia, no response. Nikhilesh Kumar, no response. So, okay, Kiran, so I presume we will reject those. If they don't respond, we reject them. Okay, the last one is likewise, Mohd Abul Mayem is no response. We have one who has replied, Kiran Kumar. The reply is not all that comprehensive. It says that I respect human rights and I have participated all the meetings of ICANWiki.com in ICANN 57 Hyderabad. Does that help us? Any opinions? Should we ask for again, because in this case I'm not sure if I understood the question.
Right. I have a question, first of all. If all of these people did not respond, can you hear me okay? Because you guys keep going in and out. From
yes, we are hearing you at this time.
Okay, so if all of these did not respond, do we send out, send out something to say that, you know, you're not approved based on no response or anything like that, or it's just that it's no response and it gets off the record?
I don't think we have been sending, Mariam, can you please clarify if I've got it wrong? I don't think we've been sending explanations. Extra rejection in this case.
No, we don't usually send explanations except we give them an opportunity to ask We just send a generic email to say it's been rejected.
So at this point, if we reject them, you will send them a rejection notice?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Okay. And putting that at, always at, you can ask for your case to be reopened if you want to. That's, of course, they can basically reapply or we can open them. But yes, that's the idea.
Great.
So we are. But
so
back to.
Clarify the more information for Kumar, I agree.
But so for Kiran Kumar case, because the reply does not really help much. At least as I can see that, knowing that he respects human rights and participated in Hyderabad does not tell much of his issue. So, what do you think? Should we ask for more information? Please clarify the question or
I think reject? I think clarify the question and specifically tell us how you're interested in internet governance or, you know, ICANN, something like that, like so that we get a specific answer. Because it's all on how you interpret a question, right?
Robin?
Yeah, I would ask him I would ask him his non-commercial interests because, you know, his description says he's a freelance writer on internet governance. So part of me thinks, you know, is this just like the way he's going to write about articles, you know, join... In which case, this is a commercial interest. but you know, I don't. The thing is, I don't want to presume one way or another. I think I would ask him for more information about his non-commercial interest.
So, shall we send? Because he apparently did not understand the question the first time, we should clarify it a bit, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Would somebody want to draft a question, or shall we try to watch what you asked? But basically something to the effect that what we want to know is what is your specific interest in the GNS or policies, something like that. And if we make it too technically sounding, it may scare him off. I'm not sure if we want to do that either. So we just want him to understand the question.
Yeah, I think just clarifying the question... is good.
Are you volunteering to help Mariam clarify it?
Yeah, I can work with Mariam with any of these, yeah.
Okay, so Joan and Mariam, you'll work together to draft a clarified Kirkwin question. Okay. Well, that's it for individuals under review. Let's see, we have one organization under review. Which we sent email and got no response. So that's the web media development in Bangladesh. So I guess we'll have to reject on basis of no response or send a rejection message. Okay? Okay, that's it for membership applications. And we still have time for other agenda items. That's nice. Okay, where is our agenda? Okay, I just wanted to talk a little about our new member database progress. We are rather badly behind schedule here. Developer canceled our meet this week, which will be happening next Monday, so a bit late, but basically it's almost there to get started with for real. We'll just have to review and fix a few, clean up a little, and then turn it live. At this point, it would be basically, the intent was it would be at least as good as the Google Docs is now, and then we can start building on that. That was the idea. And after we have okay, Joan, you want to speak on this point? Please go ahead.
Sure. Miriam and I, we had wanted to go through this earlier, but we actually went through one application, a test application together, and there's a couple of little tweaking that we see from, this is from our end user point of view, because I'm always looking at that. So do you want
me to send them to you before Monday or bring them up on Monday, I guess, is the question.
Please send them up as early as possible so we can prepare for the call on Monday.
Okay, I'll do that then.
And to Robin's question, who is our vendor, is a thing called Systopia in Germany. And incidentally, Robin, if you're interested, you are welcome to join the call on Monday. But in any case, what we intend to do after that is to have all EC members to try it out next week, basically. I hope that so that if there's anything major pain at that point, we can try to polish them off. But our intent is that I think we could try to next when. Or basically next week or the week after that, we can switch the application form to point to that new platform. We have to migrate the current data once more. So, but otherwise, it's almost there. Of course, this is still only the stage one. Well, then we'll have to move on some other stuff over there. Integration with the NCUC website so that the member statistics that are now coming from the NCUC's own database would come from there and so forth, but otherwise. So, okay, Robin, you want to speak? Hello, Robin, your hand is up. I don't hear you speaking. Please go ahead.
Let me try again. Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. I just want to say how exciting this is that we're getting this member database in place. I know it's been in the works for a while, and it was when I was the chair for you, it was the bane of my existence trying to get this database in place and all of the obstacles and hoops and roadblocks that I came across. And then I know Rafiq worked really hard to try to get a membership database in place too. And, you know, here we are years later and it looks like we're getting it and fabulous. So I just want to say this is really a big deal because, you know, so much of what we do is data driven, and using a clumsy Google Doc and always having to do things, you know, kind of an old fashioned duct tape together kind of way has been very frustrating. And so getting this new database, I just think it's great. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Robin. Although you might be better to wait until you see how it looks like before thanking so much, but I think it will be at least an improvement over what we have now. So I guess that's about all. Okay, we have one interesting problem there, but I think I'll dump that to our finance committee because paying for it is bureaucratically a bit difficult. I'm funding the stuff, but they don't want to pay directly to the developer for some obscure legal reasons. So we have to pay first, and then ICANN will refund it. And as you know, NCST has no bank account. So what we did last time is basically that we asked for and got help from NCUC. So it was paid for by NCUC and then refunded to them by ICANN. And I'm afraid we have to do that at least once more because there's no time for us to get with that. But I hope that at some point we can get something a bit more convenient to do that. And at that point, I can also know that at the moment we have a finance committee that's actually trying to do something by all accounts. So that's also a bit of a progress. But that's about that. Joan has really been active in this one, so thanks for her as well. So much for that. Then let's look at the next item I have wanted to have in mind is the constituency review, which we should have been doing long ago, but let's try to get it done this spring. I have a rough idea now that first let's pick up the constituency requirements from our charter. They are listed in a reasonably simple way. Turn them into questions. Send a questionnaire out to constituency chairs and ask them to reply, say, within a month. Explain how they fit these questions. And then when they reply, we check them. And in case we have there any concerns, we contact them and see, can you make sure that you fix this because it's not quite on par or something like that. And unless somebody volunteers to do it, which I would be happy to hear, I will draft the questionnaire myself and circulate it to the ACL list and ask if you have any comments and then send it out to constituency chairs. How does that sound? Another side part of that is that we have still one candidate constituency, the consumers constituency, which has basically effectively dead, actually. And I was in touch with Dorothy Gordon at some point, and she said she'd be fine if we just terminate it. But we have to decide that, and I think this perfect time to do that is when we are doing the constituency review. So we sent them note that it seems that this candidate constituency has not progressed at all, so we will remove its candidate status. And I understand that, well, we have just one person in there available, so I understand it will be fine, but I have to formally do that. Is that fine for everybody as well?
Yep, that works for me. Thanks.
Okay. But we are moving fast. Since we will get to the next agenda item, do you have a new version of the member removal procedures, Robin? Do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, I don't have a new version yet since we met last time and talked about it. You know, I got really busy over the holidays and so haven't had any opportunity yet to get back to it and incorporate some of the changes from Arden last time. Did we go through it in entirety last time or did we leave something off? I thought we went through it in entirety, but I just want to be sure.
I have a vague recollection that we got almost all the way through, but I'm not sure either. So I guess we'll leave it now and wait for you to go back to your notes and see what, and come up with a new draft, and we'll look at it another time.
Okay.
Which actually clears our agenda. Any other business? Given that we are just three of us, I don't think we want to introduce anything new, but if you want to open up something else, you can. We still have time. We've been fast. Okay. It sounds like we can close this meeting early. I can go to sleep before midnight. That's fine. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Mariam, you might want to send a reminder to Monica and Ponsalet that we want their comments on the members we approved. And otherwise, let's close this meeting. Thank you. Please stop the recording.
Thank you very much, everyone. MJ, you may stop the recording now and disconnect all lines. Thank you for your time today. Bye-bye.